Namaste. Blessings to you and to everyone in your life, all the beings in your life, blessings to the world. Want to dedicate this meditation to the children all over the world. Children. That they be happy, that they have their causes of happiness. There's too many children that don't have that right now. And we dedicate this meditation to the cessation of any type of suffering and causes of suffering. The children everywhere around the world are living, are exposed to. We dedicate and offer this meditation for the children that they have joy in their lives. That they be able to be children and play and be loved and be protected from any type of harm, but then we're back to causes of suffering. And so we pray that there's no reason for them to be protected, that they have joy, that they're able to have be children. And we pray and dedicate this meditation to, well, if children are allowed to be children, and children are all born with, great wisdom, innate great wisdom, and innate great kindness, if they're just allowed to just keep, not be buffeted about by all manner of unpleasantness that are not perpetrated by children. That's for sure. Any child that learns to be mean has learned that because somebody's been mean to that child. So we pray that they then can bring forward an evenness, an equanimity that is innate within, us all, yes, but children haven't had it brainwashed or beaten out of them or whatever other circumstances. So we dedicate this meditation to the children. And just before we meditate, then, this slide is from as mentioned before, an old presentation. And the presentation was this, how this becomes that. That's why it says this, and then it says that. And simply as you go through your day, and as we sit this morning, observe that, especially off the cushion, how this becomes that. All too often, the this, let's say it's something to do with the phone. So that action related to, phone action, the phone attention kind of ensures, basically does ensure that we will do that same behavior and emotion again. This becomes that. Enjoying nature. This, because we take the time, make the effort to go to nature or our backyard or wherever it is, that's the this. It pretty much ensures, because it's an enjoyable, we do that because it's enjoyable instead of addictive, And then because of to this, the of joy and peace, etc., then we probably are ensuring that we will do that again. So just watch it, please. Observe it. We smile together. Genuine to this moment and genuinely in this moment. And if you are fortunate enough that there is quietude where you are, listen to the quietude for a moment. Open to it. We take note that quieten the mind. As long as the quietude around us was not interrupted by an inner voicing, an inner storyline. But instead, the natural quietude in our mind was present. So we smile with that. That we can support this quietude. Quietude in our environment and the quietude inside our mind. They can support one another. We are softened and opened. And let ourselves melt into the quietude. And keep melting, dissolving into genuine presence and being. soft and open. Relax into the inner quietude by relaxing into the outer quietude. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath together. And with all the children of the world, and breathing and smiling with all the beings of the world. And breathing and smiling with Mother Earth. Love you all. Create your day.